Speaking before a packed committee room at the Capitol, the bill's sponsor, freshman Senator Brandon Beach, blamed rising health care costs on too many unnecessary medical procedures. Beach said those could be cut down if doctors weren't so concerned about million-dollar lawsuits.
Not all physicians practice defensive medicine, just the overwhelming majority.
But trial lawyers, physician groups, and consumer advocates all worked to get the bill tossed. Former Georgia Attorney General Mike Bowers, who now is in private practice, testified against it.
I'll be very frank with you. I don't think the act has got a snowball's chance in Hades of standing constitutional muster. I don't know how to make it any plainer.
Bowers cited a 2010 Supreme Court decision overturning a controversial law capping malpractice damages. In that case, the court unanimously ruled the law violated a person's right to have a jury decide their case. Bowers said the court was clear.
You can't do away with the right to a jury trial, however benign or however noble your motives may be.
But speaking in support of the bill, attorney Ben Vinson of McKenna, Long & Aldridge insisted the current system only benefits medical malpractice cases with high payouts.
Unless you have $500,000 in damages, or unless you have money to hire a lawyer, you can't actually take advantage of that right to a jury trial.
Though unsuccessful this session, the tort reform effort still has a pulse. The committee set up a task force to study the issue over the summer. As a sign of things to come, several lawmakers seemed interested in the bill, except with a more narrow scope. Senator Fran Miller said he thought the state-appointed board could be a good idea, but only potentially for malpractice cases involving Medicaid and Medicare patients. For WABE News, I'm Jonathan Shapiro.